San Diego receivers lead the league in yards after catch, and I know part of that is because they're throwing the ball so much. But still, as a percentage, it seems to be a pretty good number. Not necessarily looking for X's and O's here, but something you tell your guys when you're playing a team that's been successful?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, we've had this with different teams. One of the key factors when anytime you're dealing with explosive runs, you know, after the ball's caught, is it really demands everybody's attention that when the ball's thrown, you might be on the opposite side of the field, but you got to play like, hey, I'm the key element in this whole deal. And you got to bring that mindset going. It's just like, you know, handling Woodhead on coming back out of the backfield cross formations or screens or whatever it is. You just really have to have good intensity and realize, you know, you can't afford to not be at top speed every play, because these guys can run and catch the ball. They're doing a great job getting the ball out quick. And so consequently, they're making a lot of catch and run styles of plays, you know. So I think that's the most important thing of all.
The thing that tends, I think, make coaches sleep a little bit better is the consistency of performance. Your defense has now been about five and a half games since Minnesota. Very consistent in what's been going on. Is this, compared to the start, has this been a pleasant time?
Well, I think, you know, I think consistency is a good word, because in the beginning, you know, there were stretches, as we've talked about before here, where we were playing really well. And then, you know, whether we didn't finish a game or whatever, we didn't maintain it and go like that. But I think, again, over this period of time, I mean, the one thing I really credit the players and the assistant coaches for doing a great job of is drilling down and practice and preparation. I think has been able to maintain a high level. And, you know, we talked before about winning and losing. You can't let that affect how you prepare and how it affects the next game. And so far they've been able, you know, to kind of keep ramping this thing up. And if we do that, we have a chance, because we all know that the key to this drill is you got to keep getting better. And, you know, we've been able to stack a few together, but we can't back off now or we'll be right back to where we were.
How much has that growth helped by the fact that your key group, with the exception of Marcus, has been together before, and they're not all new faces?
Well, I think, you know, when we were struggling there and we talked, I mean, they'd all been in the system. They'd all seen the system work. They all made the system work. And I think they trusted that, hey, we could get it back to where we wanted to as long as we would keep working, you know. And I think, you know, one of the real challenges when you're not getting the tangible results is to maintain that, excuse me, that belief that if we keep doing these things and we keep busting our tail, eventually we're going to get what we want. And that's where I'm really, really happy with the way the guys have approached it.
Your corners and backs in general obviously have a lot of interceptions recently and have been aggressive in attacking the ball. What's the adjustment like from game to game when, for instance, there wasn't much velocity on the ball from the opposing quarterback last week? This week there's going to be, you know, plays that they maybe –
right.
That would be bad gambling.
Well, I think, you know, you don't want to ever be gambling. You know, you want to play. You want to play your tendencies. You want to play the things that you know. You know, as they say all the time, knowledge is power. So, what you can learn about an offense and what you know about the defense, and then be able to take advantage, because defense is really knowing where your help is. That's a key part of any defense, whether you run defense or passing. You got to understand where you're at in this thing and how you're going to leverage the football, whether it's being thrown or whether it's being run. And if you do that, that can allow you to play, you know, tendencies a little stronger. And if you don't have the support, if you're the last line, width or depth wise, then you got to respect that as well. But I think some of it comes from, you know, understanding the route combinations and that, and, you know, obviously you want to adjust to whoever the quarterback is, because certain quarterbacks do certain things better than others, you know, whether it's throw the ball down the field, throw the ball outside, whatever it is, and you have to understand all of those things as you get ready during the week.
Chargers 2-7 this 17, throwing it around a little bit. Still is. You've seen him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Really impressed with the high.
Well, I think he's, obviously, if he isn't, he's got to be close to the highest-ranked quarterback in our league. He's over 100 quarterback rating. It's 17-5 or what it is, touchdowns to interceptions. And that was pretty much what he was last year. You know, he was, I think when we played him last year, he was at 98 or 99 quarterback rating, which is outstanding. And I think the thing that's really been impressive about Phillip is that no matter who's come in the game, line, wide receivers, whatever, it hasn't fazed him a bit. He hasn't, his production hasn't gone down. He hasn't changed. I just think he's done a tremendous job. We all know he's a, you know, he's a high intensity competitor. You know, he loves to compete, and there's no throws he can't make, and he usually tries all of them, you know, before it's over. I mean, he's that good, and you just got to go battle this guy, because I mean it's never going to be over. And you know, their team in that stretch isn't a lot different than our team when we were in that stretch. Pretty close to getting through, but didn't. But I mean, when you watch them, if you didn't have the scoreboard at the end of the game, you'd be thinking, this is a real problem here. You know, I mean, they're playing really well, I think. And you know, they have two really good guys in Woodhead and Gates that are tough on defenses. And you know, 17 knows how to use them, trusts them, knows where they're going to be. And they're just a really good offensive football team. I mean, they're number one passing team, number four overall. Fourth and third down conversions, you know, I think second and number first downs in a game. So they're playing really well on offense.
And when you know, last time you faced him, you were able to get to him a little bit, even though he's getting the ball out quick.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a different year. Like, I get that. But,
right.
I mean, how much of what you guys were able to do in the season finale last year, how much does it help going forward? Can you take stuff from it?
Well, I mean, you can always take things good and bad out of any competition. You look back on it. But it's a different team. You know, they had guys out in the line last year when we played them. There was different things happening. You know, and you just got to go. You know, when a guy gets the ball out that quick, you gotta cover tight and hope you can get him to hold it just for one more click, and maybe you can get home on it, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing. And you can't – the thing with a guy like him, when anybody throws the ball quick, you can't get frustrated. You know, the key thing, are they moving the ball? You know, if they're not moving the ball, the chains aren't changing, then don't worry. Just keep pressing, and, you know, eventually we're going to get our chance, and he's going to hold it one more click, and then maybe you can get him down. But he's a hard guy to get down.
Just the last thing for me. I noticed Dunlap and Franklin, the big left tackle, left mm-hmm. guard, they've been a little banged up.
Right.
But when they're healthy, does that help that offense go to the next level?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they think they would, yeah. I mean, those are big, good football players, you know, and I'm sure that would matter a lot. And you know, what's happened, I think, is – you know, they've now done a really great job of getting the ball out quick, and so that's, you know, maybe through necessity, I don't know, but they've done it, and now they got that going. And if they get both those guys back, you know, I'm sure they plus themselves in that regard.
When the game was over last Sunday and everybody's walking off the field, mm-hmm. you went over to Peyton Manning and kind of grabbed him and pulled him close. What'd you say?
You'd have to ask him.
Okay.